5 FM. It is 8 minutes to one on the clock. Of course, you're tuned into 5 Lunch with myself, Zanele, and Yanga. We're finding out from you, 082-550-5151. If you had to be any superhero in the whole entire world, as in the one that you identify with most, which one would it be? Young and I, we gave you our answers. I said I identified with Superman because I've always found it very difficult to, I sort of say, fit in inverted commas. And he's a little bit of an alien. Why are you laughing at me? I said we were getting emotional here and I'm sharing a part of my heart. Why are you laughing, Yanga?
I'm sorry.
Why?
No, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about something else. But yes, I get you. No, you're right. Superman's the only superhero who's an alien.
Yeah, and he's an alien. And also just like the way he operates. He has he has a little bit of a heart. And you know what I mean? Like, and he has kryptonite. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that are my kryptonite. You know what I mean?
What? Like what?
Like people. No, not like that. Not like that. Younger, not like that. I'm saying as in like, you know, I'm one of those people who if someone is like, Zanele, I need help, but I also need help, I'll be like, screw my help, and I'll go help the person. Which okay. I feel like Superman is like, yes. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Thank you. What do you have to say? Younger, Jolly, you had said anti-hero Venom, correct?
Yep.
Beautiful. Someone says Younger called you an alien. She did. It's fine.
I was going to say, it's not a bad thing. Venom's not even from here either.
It's fine, Younger.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's jump into it, shall we? What is the name of the superhero you identify with most? When you look at them, you just pretty much see yourself, yeah? Because honestly and truly, there are certain things that are the same about you, or just you can identify with their story even.
Hello, Zizi. Hello, Prez. How are you, Yummy Younger? Oh. Zizi, I know I'm feeling terrible for Monday, but if you had to call me a character, yeah, I would definitely be Deadpool. In fact, I think I could do a better job than Ryan Reynolds, to be honest with you. I think we should have a Deadpool off. CC would be better.
Yes! I love that. So what we need to do is we need to get Ryan Reynolds inside this specific vicinity in the studio. And then we need to get this gentleman and then we can have a Deadpool off. What do you think?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
But I was also going to say, you know, the reason Deadpool, like Venom, you know, these anti-heroes who aren't a part of like a group or squad, the reason they're so successful some of the time and also just really violent because they don't have to answer to anyone.
That's true.
You see Avengers like punch, 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 and then you fall asleep. Like, it's not like someone had to go and bury you later on.
Yes.
Like, have you seen Venom and Deadpool? They murder people.
And they do.
They really do.
And they do. And another thing is, like, you know, they don't care.
They don't.
Life is good.
I mean, look, if I was Deadpool has a hard life, you know.
Yeah.
It's a hard life. Why would you care?
None.
Just go out there and save the day, bro.
And that's it.
Exactly.
I get that.
No, afternoon, ladies. Amanda here from Cape Town.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi. My superhero I would identify the most with is Iron Man.
Where's the money?
I might not have the money because that's the one thing I'm hustling for.
Okay.
But the sarcasm, the wit, very much me. I like making other people around me feel kind of useless intellectually. Not like useless as people, but just useless intellectually. Have a fantastic day.
I mean, you have a good one, Iron War Lady. She literally is an Iron Man. She likes making people feel useless.
Yeah, but also now you're going to cause that whole Ultron situation.
Oh, and then you're also going to die.
You see, that's one thing about me. I love Earth.
But not like that.
I'm not snapping my fingers for Earth. I would still run around. Where's Hulk? I know he hurt his arm, but let's try.
Hi, beautiful lady. So my superhero that I best relate to is Captain Underpants.
Okay.
I do perform best and get everything done in my undies. It's frowned upon in public, so I wouldn't advise that. But yes.
Yeah.
Captain Underpants, it is. Thanks for the awesome show. Cheers, bye.
Thank you for the awesome voice note. I won't lie. At first, I was like, perform best in my under. I was like, oh, like, you know, when you work from home.
Yeah.
And then you perform best in your underpants. You know, like, what I'm saying?
Because you're home, you're alone. Yes. You can just. Why are you dressed for no one?
Nothing. And you know, you said you'd never do what Iron Man did.
Yeah.
This is why you'd be an anti-hero.
No, absolutely. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm aware of myself. If I was a superhero, I'm not putting my... What?
Can't help you.
Now I'm there hanging off a cliff like Natasha, like the Black Widow, like, it's fine, dude. Let me go. We'd have a rock, paper, scissors match.
I'd be like, what? Die?
We might even leave. I might even say to the Red Skull guy, we're coming back. We're going to go back to Earth and figure this
we're
out.
We're going to decide who's going to die because it's not me. Younger, you're the worst. 0825505151. Who is that one superhero that you identify with most? When you look at them, you see yourself, baby. Let us know, right?